Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Isn't the Lord good? Oh, how wonderful it is to be translated out of the dreadful kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. A time is coming soon when Jesus will again place His feet on the Mount of Olives, and He will set up the millennial reign where there be no war, no suffering, no lack, no hunger, no sickness. Praise God, what a wonderful time we have to look forward to as God's people. And we're living in very exciting times. They're perilous times, but they are exciting because this is the finale of all history. Many that are living today, I believe, will see the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why, beloved, we have a job. I know the older you get, I'm going to be 70 soon in November, and I can remember the times when I grew up, America was so different. The filth that's on television, the violence, shooting in schools, you would never hear of that back in the 40s and 50s. Oh, there were always evil people, yet not the deluge that has come as a result of this nation turning its back on the Lord. But beloved, there's only one hope for America, and that is, of course, if Christians will humble themselves and pray and seek the face of the Lord and turn from their wicked ways. That's why I spend time on this broadcast. This is not a prophetic ministry in terms of biblical prophetic understanding and revelation. God has anointed and given other ministries. That's their forte. They've studied years and praise God for the understanding and the revelation that God gives them. But my burden, my goal is for God's people. It's not only to preach the gospel that the unsaved may have an experience with Jesus as their Savior and Lord, but that the people of God can be equipped. That's why God gave fivefold ministry. So you can go through your day with your heart and mind stayed on the things of the Lord, not looking. I believe we should be informed about what's going on, because if we don't pray, if we don't stand in the gap, who is going to do it? God needs intercessors, not only for the nations of the world, not only for America, but for the body of Christ. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for our Christian leaders. Only God knows the burdens and the loads that they carry. And any Christian who's really set their heart on seeking God, listen, you're in battles. That's why so much of what I share is meant to encourage, to uplift, to strengthen you in your walk, because Satan is doing everything he can to tear you down and to make you feel ineffectual, to make you feel hopeless, to make you feel no matter what you do, nothing changes, it's not going to get any better. Those are all lies from the pit of hell. And the Lord wants you to know today that that He saves the best wine for last, like He did at the wedding of Cana. I really believe that as we are willing to submit ourselves with full dedication and consecration to the Lord, we're going to see God move in miraculous ways in this country. Oh, we hear about it in other nations of the world, but what about here? What about revival in our neighborhoods? What about our families and our friends and our loved ones coming to God? God. I believe we can do it as we band together in the unity of the Spirit. Look at the early church. Look at the results they had. Well, they were in one accord. They were with unity. They weren't nitpicking and fighting one another. And when they did, the apostles were there to give them the word of the Lord, to rebuke them so that they could follow after the way that Jesus established. Jesus is a way of love, but also it will bring division. He said, Don't think I've come to bring peace on the earth, but a sword. And we're seeing that more and more. Christians in the nations of the world, in the Middle East, they're being a martyr, they're being persecuted because they name the name of Jesus and they will not renounce their faith for Islam. And radical Islam is sweeping the globe. They have one end purpose, and that is world domination. So, beloved, we need to be equipped as Christians. We need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We need to stand fast upon our convictions. We must not compromise, and we must be willing to endure to the end. When is the rapture coming? Well, I always love what Sister Iverna Tompkins said, sister of Judson Carwell. She says, whatever preacher I heard last, you know, whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, I do believe God's people are not going to endure the wrath of God, but God has called us for such a time as this. Well, I mean, I haven't even gotten into my message, but I just feel to encourage you, beloved, that, in fact, I want to pray right now before I go into ministering the word. Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I take authority over demonic spirits that have oppressed and attacked your people. I take authority over the spirit of witchcraft. I take authority over demonic influences and powers that are coming against them through employers, through co-workers, through family members, through spouses, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord would raise a standard against him. And so, Father, I'm praying for that standard right now. I am praying, Lord, that the Spirit of God will move in their situation, in their lives. I will release hope. I release strength. I release faith in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, you said with every temptation, you provide a way and a means of escape. And so, Father, right now, every embattled saint of God that is hearing this broadcast, that is agreeing, that is entering in the spirit of prayer, every embattled saint who is looking to you for help, for deliverance, Lord, you are very present help in the time of trouble. I release help which comes from Zion. I release, Lord, your anointing from your holy hill, which shall destroy and break the bondages of the enemy and stir up your anointing in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you for it. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Well, I believe the Holy Spirit wanted to minister to you today through this broadcast. I fully intended to just jump right in to what I began on yesterday's broadcast, but I believe, let's just thank God right now. Let's take a moment to praise Him. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just praise you. I thank you. The Holy Spirit right now is going into that car, going to that automobile, going into that bedroom. Lord, I thank you, Lord. You've appointed us, given us this garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness and the oil of joy for mourning. I thank you, Lord. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy truly comes in the morning. So thank you for encouragement. Thank you for hope, Lord. We praise and bless your matchless mighty name, who is like unto our God. Lord, there is none like you, you who sit upon the circle of the earth, and the nations are before you as a drop in the bucket, who calleth the starry host by name. Lord, we praise you. We bless you, for there is none like you. Awesome in majesty, fearful in praises, glorious in excellent in judgment. O Lord, thy righteousness is as the great mountains, and thy judgments are a great deep. We praise and magnify your name. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord forever and forever. Oh, praise God. I feel a release. I can just sense right now you're being touched by the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I know the battle has been heavy. I know the trial has been long. But look unto your God, for I am your deliverer. Yea, there is none like me, and hope, help and hope comes from no other source. For I am, yea, a sure tower of refuge. Run unto me, and you shall be safe. I shall keep you from the fiery darts of the wicked one. And you shall see that I am moving to bring deliverance. I am moving to change hearts. I am moving in that work situation, and you shall see your enemies bow down by the presence of the Lord. They shall be smitten. Their evil devices shall be broken, and you shall see that the Lord is bearing his holy arm in your behalf to fight for you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fret not because of the evildoer, but follow after me. Keep a soft and a humble heart before me. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Bless your enemies, and so I shall be free to move upon them and to bring them into conviction and to turn their way, and so that you may walk in a straight path that I have ordained for you, says the Lord. I lead you to higher ground even this day. Rest in my love, says the Lord, for you know that I am with you, and I shall never leave you nor forsake you, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. My goodness, I feel the anointing of the Lord in such a powerful way. There must be many of you that really needed the touch from the Lord tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, there certainly isn't a whole lot of time to get into the message, just by way of recap and with an invitation for you to join me tomorrow. We were looking at the sacrifices of God. And on Monday's broadcast, we looked at the types of sacrifices, the different types of sacrifices that God required under the old covenant. They were divinely instituted. They were the best of their kind. There were many different kinds of sacrifices: burnt offerings, peace offerings, sin offerings, trespass offerings. But we learned that they couldn't take away sin, but they typified Christ's perfect sacrifice, and they were offered to God alone. Now, tomorrow, Lord willing, we will look at an exciting subject, and that is new covenant sacrifices. And beloved, there are sacrifices that we must offer, should offer under the new covenant. I invite you to join me, and let's learn together what the Word has to say. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.